Now for the final section of this recording.
Top 10 T-Girl Voice Tips.
Number 1. Watch out for dryness. Dry climates, excessive talking, poor intake of water or clear liquids, and too much caffeine, to name a few, will dry out the throat and vocal folds. When the vocal folds become dry, they become stiffer, which makes it much harder to control your pitch. You may experience more pitch or voice breaks when you're dehydrated. Depending upon your body size and the climate where you live, most T-girls should consume between 2 and 4 liters of water each day. Remember the saying, pee pale.
Number 2, get your beauty rest. Poor sleep is near the top of the list of problems that have a negative impact on the voice. Inadequate sleep results in physical fatigue, causing a loss of mental focus on your voice techniques. Common remedies include the use of earplugs, eye shades, and room darkening, the window coverings. Also avoid caffeine, sugar, and junk food. Practice meditative or breathing relaxation techniques on a regular basis and go to bed when you're tired. Don't resist sleep.
Number 3. Avoid smoking, use of alcohol, drugs, and marijuana. Alcohol and most recreational drugs, for example cocaine, have a significant drying and irritating effect on the vocal tissues. Marijuana and cigarette smoke are highly irritating to the delicate tissues of the vocal cords. The heat and dry smoke burn the vocal tissues, causing redness, swelling, and poor vibration.
Number 4. Avoid throat clearing. The vocal folds make contact or vibrate every time you make a sound. When you clear your throat, the vocal folds slap together, which, if done excessively, will irritate your vocal folds. Sip water instead of clearing your throat. Keep a water bottle, preferably at room temperature, with you at all times. If you experience excessive mucus and feel it's impossible to avoid clearing your throat, contact your doctor. There may be medical problems underlying the excessive mucus production.
Number 5. Do you suffer from acid reflux? Gastroesophageal reflux is a medical problem that requires diagnosis and treatment by your physician. Problems of gastric reflux are not always consistent with heartburn. If you experience excessive mucus, a bitter taste in your mouth, a rough, hoarse morning voice, or frequent belching, you may have acid reflux. Contact your doctor.
Number 6. Avoid excessive loud talking. When environmental background noise is high, when we're talking on the telephone or in the car, there's a natural phenomenon to push the voice called the Lombard effect. This vocal strain can create vocal fold irritation and leave you with a rough, husky voice. The solution is to learn techniques for controlling airflow and reducing tension in the neck when you speak in noise.
Number 7. Breathe right for a better voice. The single best technique you can learn for your voice is abdominal diaphragmatic breathing. There are many ways to learn these techniques. Learn to speak from your diaphragm.
Number 8. That darn telephone. Yes, sir, may be two of the most annoying words when you're speaking to someone on the telephone. The answer to this problem is to warm up your voice and tune your pitch before you make calls. Use an upward inflection when you speak, and always avoid speaking in a whisper.
Number 9. When you're sick with a cold. Acute laryngitis occurs when you're sick with the flu or a bacterial infection. The common cold sometimes affects the voice, and when it does, your pitch may drop significantly. Treat your cold, rest your voice, drink plenty of water, and warm up gently. When in doubt, rest your voice.
And number 10, medication. Some medications like antidepressants and decongestants have a drying effect. The solution is to speak with your doctor about your medications if you're experiencing excessive dryness that does not resolve by increasing your hydration.